us here.
Yes, we're still continuing with the time of Ibur, impregnation. We are expecting that the Creator, He, as it says, makes a form within a form, that is, a form of bestowal, that He will establish it within our form of reception, and in this way we will advance onward. The most important thing here is patience, to constantly be in preparation, in that we will get from the upper force a will to bestow. Of course, it is the opposite to our will to receive, and therefore this transition from the will to receive to the will to bestow is the most critical transition. Therefore, it is considered that the form of Ibu, conception, is the most difficult one. It is not understood. It is felt only according to the phenomenon, according to the result of whatever will happen. And the Creator does it all, and it only depends on Him. The person only needs to try to restrain himself and to be patient until, as it says, the Lord will impregnate in me for your sake. And this is how we are truly in this period of time. And we need to try to feel, nevertheless, that each time, each and every day, they should be as new in our eyes, that we have sometimes an awakening toward bestowal, toward connection. However, in between those states, we have other states in which we have no desire, in which we have no passion, and we are in a state of indifference. And this is how we advance. This actually is the period of the entrance, the entry into Ibu. And therefore, let's help one another. We will go over the excerpts. We will read maybe a few other articles that are related to that, until the upper light will take care of us, so much so that we will nevertheless enter the beginning of the will to bestow. And then we will start to get to know the form of bestowal that awakens inside our form of reception. So, please.
Excerpt number 23. The main thing that is hard for us is to enter the ubar, the embryo, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called the desire to bestow. And when a person is rewarded with the state of ubar, embryo, meaning that within the desire to receive enters a desire to bestow, this is considered that the Creator makes a form within a form. And we should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is a great novelty, a real miracle, since it is against nature. For only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. And this is the novelty that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. And this is called the Kedusha, the holiness that the Creator gives. It is said, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you. As there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the vessel that comes to a person by nature a desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called a desire to bestow.
Здравствуйте, учитель, товарищи. Вот непонятно.
Hello, teacher, friends. It's not clear the form of the mother. Is it my ego, my ten?
It's the will to receive that the person feels. Tel Aviv free.
Rav, לכל אחד מאיתנו יש נקודה שבלב.
Rav, each of us has a point in the heart. So what is the innovation here by the Creator in the Ibur?
In the Ibur, in the impregnation, he adds to us a will to bestow, which did not exist before. That will to bestow awakens and it starts to grow within us. In a passive form, we cannot yet do anything with it. However, it does exist within us and it grows on its own as getting treatment from above, from the Creator. It is, as we say, a godly part from above, the beginning of the soul. And then it is considered that the Creator makes a form within a form, the will to bestow that grows inside of the will to receive. Certainly, it's a wonder, because these are two opposite forms that exist, and even more than they exist, one of them is inside the other. The will to bestow grows inside of the will to receive. How can such a thing be? However, it can be because the Creator does it, and the Creator is the source of both a person's will to receive. As he says, I created the evil inclination and also the will to bestow in a person. And I've created for it the Torah, the spice of Torah, as we say.
Expands upon the heart, he adds to it.
Let's say, so I don't want to... All these additions will only confuse us. Okay. Right. If we have no more... Oh, PT 31.
From the moment he makes a form within a form, can we say that all of our calculations are about making sure bestowal is greater than reception in the reaction?
According to whatever the Creator does, this is how we think it should be. That there will be a greater will to bestow, and the will to receive should also work for the sake of the will to bestow. So then we already work according to the desire that awakens. We always work according to the desire that awakens. Therefore, all of our actions should be according to whatever we're expecting that it will happen. There will be a greater will to bestow, there will be a greater will to receive as much as possible, so that we, through all kinds of external forms, actions inside of the ten, actions of dissemination, mostly it's during the lessons, that we, by that, want to determine the form of our attitude toward our advancement toward Ibu, and pay attention that there are a few, let's say, hours during the day when we are in the state of the will to bestow. I want a will to bestow. I want to belong to it. I want to be connected to it. I want to operate in that. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there are a day or two later such that I'm in the will to receive, and then I don't want anything and I don't care about this whole ibur and the will to bestow and none of this, and I'm just living, I'm flowing, as we say. And then again, I get some awakening towards spirituality, a will to bestow to the group, towards connection with the friends for a few hours. And then once again, for a day or two, I disconnect from that. I don't care about it, even though I remember, but I don't feel in it. I don't feel any inclination towards it. And so it turns out that this is how we learn what does it mean to be without a desire and with a desire, inside of the will to receive, with a desire and without a desire, and inside of the will to bestow, with a desire, without a desire, and through all of these transitions, through all of these changes, the Creator is teaching us how can it be, so that we will learn different states, and in this way we will advance toward greater revelation, a truer.
How to correctly depict here the embryo, meaning that inside the will to receive, the desire to bestow enters?
Yes, so what's the question?
What should be the depiction here? Because we know this work in the group, in the ten. What does it mean that inside the will to receive? Whose will to receive? Mine, the upper one. Then he receives that the will to receive is the form of the mother, which is even more confusing. The Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. It's not clear, this image, picture here. Who is the will to receive? Where is the will to bestow created? Who's whom in this picture?
To begin with, I exist in my will to receive. And in my will to receive, I depict to myself the picture of the world. And everything that there is, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, all the people in the world, all the components of the world, they all exist inside of my will to receive, and this is where I feel them. And of course, this includes the friends, and it includes the Creator, and includes everyone. Later on comes the form of bestowal. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. It touches me, or even it enters even more or less, and this way intermittently. And I get used to it, that sometimes I want to bestow, and I'm close to it. Sometimes I don't even think about it. And I look at myself from the side. In what desire do I exist right now? In an inclination towards the will to bestow, or inside the will to receive? And the Creator, in this way, teaches us where we are, and that everything is in His hands, and that we should distance ourselves from our view, our belief that we can do something, but rather He accustoms us to the fact that He is operating, He is in control, He does everything, and there is none else besides Him. And truly, He controls our states. Life and death are in the hands of the Lord. This is what we learn. And then He also teaches us how to relate correctly to the life of this world and to the spiritual life of bestowal. That whatever we get, that's what we get. And whatever we can do, we try to do it. But of course, following all of our actions, it all depends only on the Creator. When we see from everything that is happening to us in our advancement, more and more serious advancement towards spirituality, that we all are in the hands of the Upper One, and by that we are establishing ourselves correctly in relation to His actions, and then we know how to ask of Him, how to establish ourselves correctly so that He will bestow. And the most important is the annulment, because we are going towards Ibu, impregnation. And impregnation means that one annuls himself completely. We don't yet know what does it mean to annul ourselves. We understand that there is an upper force, and he is controlling us, apparently. But Ibu means, first of all, that we annul ourselves over whatever we have here, what we call this world, that all of this, the Creator does it. And later on, the Creator brings us a different force, a greater force in the form of the Ibu. This is considered that the will to receive becomes greater, and we need to try to annul it so that the Creator will rule in order to bestow. And then this form that the will to bestow will rule, the will to receive, is considered that the embryo starts growing in the womb of its mother. And this is how we grow. The womb of its mother is the quality of Binah, the will to bestow. We are the will to receive, and this is how we grow inside of the Upper One, of the will to bestow. And then we will talk about it. What are the stages of the development of the embryo? The most important thing for us right now is to enter the impregnation. That is to be equipped with patience, perseverance for all of the changes that the Creator is taking us through. One time I want to receive, another time I'm willing to bestow. From here, from there, I need to understand that it is all the Creator's control, and I am annulled towards both of them.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from Tan. How do we place a will to bestow in our will to receive? How do we get to this feeling?
We come to this feeling in a way that we don't have to bring anything in. We just try to be annulled. And the Creator will do this work. Truly so. Here is the time when we need to learn what is annulment. That I annul myself, my will to receive, my ego, my goals. I want to have only one goal, to be annulled toward the Creator. That's it. Not to perform any action, actually the opposite. Not to want anything besides that I exist passively inside of the upper force.
Belarus.
Бы уточнить, вот с какого момента, когда Творец делает форму внутри формы, это считается угаром.
I'll be more precise. From which point the Creator makes a form within a form, and the embryo begins?
The moment that the will to bestow comes and it dresses in a constant form, inside of the will to receive, this is considered that the period of Ibu, of conception, starts.
Доброе утро, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот на
начальном периоде мы как бы должны
в течение дня постоянно сбегать.
In the initial stage, we need to constantly run away in the direction of annulment. during the day and focus on how we're not in it and keep going back to it. How long will it continue this way? Until we discover that we are there in permanence, or will we always need to kind of forcefully bring ourselves back to the state to remember it?
I don't understand what you're saying. We just need to let the Creator, give the Creator the opportunity to work on us, so that I do not determine that now I am in the will to receive and later I'm going to be in the will to bestow. I don't want to determine anything. I give the Creator the possibility to operate and to build within me the form of reception, the form of bestowal. It doesn't matter to me what it is. The most important is that I am null toward Him. That's it. And it's not that I, according to my decision, shift from one form to another form. There is no such thing in the Ibur. In the Ibur, I do not exist. And I do not determine anything, that is. I only let the Creator operate and control.
Можно еще вопрос? Ну, должна быть какая-то у меня хотя бы минимальная фиксация. Вот я же должен там есть различия, думаю я работаю или я думаю.
There has to be a certain minimum permanence when I think of myself, my ten during the day, the work.
You should think only about one thing. How can you be annulled toward the upper force? And of course, you want, or you should try to want to determine this form through the ten. And then it will be certain that you are annulling before the upper one, because you have no true realistic form in which you can check that you are annulled before the Creator or not. You have a 10 called a womb toward which you determine this.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что? Ну вот мы с товарищами собрались в десятке.
The friends, we gathered in the tent. What does it mean that we annul ourselves right now completely?
You don't want to take care of your desires to receive, as usually they take care of them in different groups, not our groups, but rather you want to reach a state where you are giving an example, each and every group to the other groups, or each friend in the tent to his friends, of how much he is only expecting one thing, that the Creator will tend to him, in that he will give him the form of bestowal, and nothing besides that, only bestowal. That's it. Yes.
То есть мы не думаем ни о чем другом, кроме как вот о, ну как бы иными словами.
Meaning we're not thinking of anything else besides to ask for the friend. This is the annulment.
This is very important. However, the most important is that you feel yourself ready to receive from the Creator whatever comes. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how he is influencing you, bestowing to you. You're willing to receive it with an open mind and heart and joyfully.
Ну, Творец на меня там воздействует миллионом разных каких-то способов, там проблем.
Well, the Creator influences me through millions of methods and modes in my life. But how does that connect to the work here in the tent with the friends?
You get from your friends in the ten support and an example.
How from that we come to common annulment?
Each one shall help his friend.
And in this help, what? This is the state of the impregnation?
Envy, lust, and honor bring a person out of this world. When you start to see how much the support between the friends, connection, that they help. And each one prays for everyone.
Володя. Да, yes. Скажите, до этого мы изучили маткой.
Before that we learned that the womb is my ten.
Маткой, матерью является мой эгоизм.
We read that the, we also read here that the womb is my ego. Maybe there's some confusion here.
I don't want to get into it, and I don't recommend this to you. You want to approach each and everything like a scientist. I understand you, but first you have to feel these things, and then, with the new mind that you will have, with the new feeling that you will have, then you will be able to research, to explore these states. For the time being, just and now. Simply like you, as though you exist in some open space in between the stars, where there is no up, down, right, left, nothing. You simply want to belong to the upper one, so that the upper one will dress in you and will determine for you all of your thoughts and all of your desires.
И выше при этом является десяткой.
And the upper one in such state is the ten, right?
The ten is that place where I establish myself correctly towards spirituality and I get from above, from the Creator, all kinds of discernments for how to establish myself towards the ten, and in that I will feel that I already have some orientation.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Et comment se déroule concrètement l'annulation et quelles sont les étapes nécessaires pour atteindre une bonne annulation?
How in practice does the annulment happen and what are the stages in order to reach the right annulment?
זה מה שאנחנו לומדים.
That's what we're learning about. Correct annulment is when I constantly, gradually, from day to day, I annul myself toward the upper force through the ten, where I try to do everything Rabash writes about in the work in the ten, and I constantly intend for it to help me be passive toward the Creator, meaning it doesn't matter what form I'm in, it doesn't matter what do I have, but relative to Him, I want to be ready for anything, I want to be on standby. And then, I want only one thing, for the Creator to take care of me, to work on me. That's it, to relate myself to Him and expect Him to work on me. Annulment is more important. Ibul is when we begin to practically acquire forms of bestowal and we come to the 9 months of pregnancy. It's still too early. We can feel how we annul ourselves, how we begin to feel that something, a new quality of the embryo of the annulment is growing in us, the quality of devotion to the upper force. So he would do whatever is needed onto me. That's what I wish to come to, that where I annul myself completely. So that, what does it mean to be inside the womb of the upper one? That the upper one can do whatever it wants from beginning to a king who puts to death and revives and brings forth salvation, and I'm ready for everything, for anything. That's the meaning of being an embryo. It's the greatest restriction, the kind we never had before. Hence, to enter the period of conception, all the departments, the sections, the months, it's too early for us. We haven't felt yet what it means to annul ourselves, and this is the most important point, as we read more than once. That's a point, the entry point to spirituality, where I completely annul myself with all the disturbances, with everything that exists around me. I annul myself toward the upper one, and I deliver myself to the upper one above all these disturbances. Since the most important thing for me is to be annulled relative to the upper one.
Another question, can I?
Mm-hmm.
How to be equipped with patience, to be alert each and every day with anticipation for Ibur, to work on high revolutions each and every moment?
Sometimes it takes several years. If a person continues, nevertheless, he succeeds, he makes it. And there's not a choice, since what else do you have to do in this world, in this life, except to reach annulment toward the upper force? Because after the annulment that you've attained, all the remaining degrees are the different forms of annulment, because there's you, there's the upper force, and you constantly have to annul your will to receive relative to his will to bestow, and then his form of bestowal will control over your will to receive, and this is the meaning of making a form within a form, where the Ibu, Yenika, Mochin, all the degrees that we'll have until the end of correction, it's actually the same embryo, it's the same point of annulment, except it grows itself, it expands itself more and more. I mean, there's nothing more than that.
I'm asking about the time of preparation, this time. Of course, later there will be other stages, but now, during our preparation, how can we constantly be with high revolutions, like a motor, to constantly stay in this point of Ibu?
I have to constantly remind myself, with the help of the environment and the study and everything I'm in, that I'm expecting the force of bestowal to clothe in me and to dominate me. And I'm passive. I want him to dominate me. I want him to cancel my force of reception. But most importantly, I think of the force of bestowal that would.
Don't want to use.
First of all, and I'm speaking of the action, how it will actually happen in life. First of all, we come to a state where we don't want the will to bestow, but seemingly we come to a state where whatever we receive from above. And the desire to bestow, desire to receive, it doesn't matter which desires, which thoughts. We come to such a sensation that whatever's in me comes to me from above. It's not me. And the Creator can play different tricks. In which I'm not in control. I'm not in control. No, the will to receive clothes in me, I'll be the receiver. The will to bestow will clothe in me, I'll be the bestower. Everything that exists in me comes from above, and I have no say in the matter. That's how I discover it. Later, there's a question. where is my say, my participation, my advancement? That's not up to me, but at least to be a part, to participate in how I awaken the Creator and how I give the Creator seemingly easier conditions, more suitable conditions, so He would clothe in me and determine new states in me. How to do that? Then I begin to think of the 10, of the group, and my expectations together with it, that I expect the Creator to clothe and to give me new desires, new qualities, qualities of bestowal.
And
sometimes I discover that I do get such a thing from above. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And it can be a few times a day until it becomes easier. That a few hours a day I have a will to bestow, and then I seemingly am floating in the air. But I want to be in bestow and have a good spirit, etc. And another time it's a will to receive. And I surrender more, I'm in a descent, all kinds of such states. We have to go through them and learn from them how we get them. That's it. Turkey free.
Rav, question from Matan. What does it mean to be involved in the desires of friends? How can I engage in the desires of friends and take active action?
We learn this from one another.
Well,
what can I tell you? We try to be dependent on one another. Like it or not, we are incorporated in one another because from the get-go, the Creator put us together, although it seems to us that we did it ourselves, but there are no coincidences. And this way we need to try and give examples to one another. Examples are very important because it has to do with envy, and envy is the most powerful.
Jurav, what are the signs that we are an Ibur? How we know that we are an Ibur, Rav? Toda.
You are ready for the influence of the Upper One, and you have no doubt that you are only aimed at receiving His influence on you. That is the Ibu conception. That in that you wish to annul all of your criticism. Look, an embryo in his mother's womb. There's a pipe through which he receives nourishment, fulfillment. So he gets what he needs to get. He receives blood from the mother. Well, not directly from the mother. There's another mechanism there, the transition from the mother's blood and before it enters the embryo. And that's what he receives. He's got no way of criticizing, of knowing. In receiving this fulfillment, there's no intellect, there's no feeling. It's simply annulled. Whatever the Upper One gives, the embryo takes and doesn't bless doesn't bless it, it doesn't say, I want it, I don't want it, thank you, can I have something else? There is no mind, there is no feeling, there is nothing. He simply receives, and that's it. You understand what is conception? Just imagine how we need to be like that in spirituality. That whatever the upper one gives, we need to receive. But we have our own ego, our own will to receive. Like it or not, we need to receive this world. But in the form of conception, how can it be? That's how it is. All of this is the upper one. Everything that I feel in all of my senses is the upper one. And I need to accept it and justify it and bless it. So there is simply nothing besides the Creator. Only the upper one. He decides. And in place of the whole world, I need to see only the upper force. This is the meaning of entering conception. And then my ego develops more and more. There are 9 months of pregnancy, as we call it. 9 months of development from Malchut to Keter. And I have no choice above the growing will to receive. I need to constantly annul myself more and more and receive the same way without any criticism, seemingly without any criticism, but actually with criticism. But it's the criticism that signifies the growth of the embryo. He's got feelings, he's got intellect, he's got flesh, as we say, but he annuls everything in order to receive from the upper one through this pipe this blood that he receives more and more. You understand that this 9 months of pregnancy, when we enter a spiritual labor, it's all about annulment, annulment, annulment towards the whole world, because the whole world is the Creator and He is present, and we annul ourselves to Him. And here, without the help of the environment, it's impossible to succeed. Impossible. And later, we have more to talk about, but this is not so bad. It's not so difficult. It's an adventure. We have nothing more to do in this reality, in this world, other than to annul ourselves to the upper one, so the upper one will raise us, grow us, and will leave the realm of the beast and enter the realm of men. And this is what we determine. The upper one gives us an opportunity, we annul ourselves.
Thank you, dear Rav and friends. A question from 10. How can we want to enter Ibur condition as a 10 with an urgent feeling when we have different qualities? How can we help friends in this sense?
Dogma.
Example. That's what we need from the friends. Even when I have no desire, no energy, I must not forget that I have to give them an example. This is a must. This is our obligation. This is mutual agreement, what we call the arvut, where each one is responsible for the others. And even when I have no desire for myself, I'm just there indifferently, I must act towards them. as if I'm full of energy and hope and burning fire for attaining the purpose of our development. I must act. It's our commitment when we entered the 10.
Morning,
Rav and friends. Thank you very much for this lesson. On the one hand, we learned today, or I learned today, that we need to see how the Creator is taking us through different states, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes indifferent, sometimes with greater ability to bestow. On the other hand, you know, said to the friends from Turkey that we have to constantly give an example. How can we combine this state where you're annulled towards whatever the Creator is doing to you on the one hand, on the other hand, you're proactive towards the Ten?
You obligated, committed toward the friend to invest in the connection in the group and in mutual support. So, how can you not do it? It has nothing to do with your mood, with your desire. You have to do it. Consistently. You saw how a woman whom may feel sick and tired, but if her baby cries and demands, she gets up and she takes care of him, even though she feels herself totally destroyed.
Yes, Rav, but simultaneously, everything that we learned today, the novelty was that we have to be subtle toward whatever the Creator does inside of us.
That's what the Creator is doing inside of you. You're allowing Him to do whatever He wants in you, but relative to the society, you must give Him examples and act as if you are in the highest degree and you are in connection with the Creator and in the state of revealing Him. How is one interfering with the other? I don't understand. I'm giving you the example of the mother who is sick and tired, but she gets up because the baby demands it. Our group, our connection in the group is not yet even an embryo, and it demands care.
So
even when we don't want it, we can't do it, certain external actions we must perform.
Bulgaria.
Рав, ако не разбираме какво е точно отмяната, какво е необходимо да направим днес в десятката? Рав,
if we don't quite understand what annulment is, what should we do today in the 10 in order to get closer to understanding this process?
Кодем кол, ани немца бифним.
First of all,
ципия гдола шеаборе итапе.
I have great expectations for the Creator to take care of me. I'm seemingly holding my breath, and I'm waiting to see, to hear, to feel. What is He going to do with me? What kind of desires is going to change in me? What thoughts is He going to change in me, inside of me? And then I'm eager to hear, to feel the kind of changes He's going to make in me. Maybe He's going to change me a little bit towards bestowal, and that's how I'll advance. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, together with that, I must function in this life as usual. Work, and the family, all sorts of things. But inside, thinking about the Kriya in this way. Also with the 10, I have to function and work just like each one of us needs to perform acts of connection. But again, inside, I have the sense of expectation. I'm waiting for the Creator to pass on to me some of the quality of bestowal, so I'll be able to be in bestowal to Him, open myself up to Him, so He'll be able to fill me with His desire to bestow. And then I will have a little bit of His power in me. That's the meaning of Him.
Again, excerpt 24. The first beginning, when a person enters the Kedusha, is the Ubal embryo. This is the meaning of the Creator making a form of bestowal within the previous form, which is the mother, who is called vessels of reception. In the vessels of reception, the man is born. Afterward, the man shifts to Kedusha, which is that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. Thus, who gave him the vessels of bestowal? It is, as we learn, that the coarseness of Ketel is called the coarseness of Shoresh, and it is called the coarseness of the embryo. The Shoresh, the root, is the Creator, whose desire is to do good to His creations. When a person receives the first quality of Kedusha, he receives vessels of bestowal, meaning he can aim to bestow in the vessels of bestowal. This is called that the Creator makes a form, meaning the form of bestowal, which is that He gives him the power to be able to bestow within the form of his mother, who is the previous state before he came to connect with the Kedusha. The previous state is called mother, and the next state is called Ibu.
Here is the question I ask you. Tell me, please, how do we use our will to receive in order to enlarge the quality of bestowal? Let's say that we receive from above a force to bestow. This force to bestow is called Ubal, the embryo, coarseness of root. How, afterwards, by our will to receive, we enlarge this point of Ibur, conception, the coarseness of root, that it shall turn into coarseness of 1, 2, 3. How the will to receive that develops in us, does it enlarge, increase the coarseness, the thickness of root? It increases, amplifies the force of bestowal in us. Please. Was the question understood? Maybe we'll read 24 again.
Again, excerpt 24. The first beginning, when a person enters Kedusha, is the Ubal, the embryo. This is the meaning of the Creator forming a form of bestowal within the previous form, which is the mother, who is called vessels of reception. In the vessels of reception, the man is born. Afterward, the man shifts to Kedusha, to holiness, which is that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator.
Thus, who gave him the vessels of bestowal? It is as we learn that aviut, coarseness or thickness of keter is called aviut of shorish, root coarseness, and is called the coarseness of the embryo. The root is the creator, whose desire is to do good to his creations.
Pay attention to what he says. The coarseness of root is the creator, meaning the creator gave us this point of inversion, that from reception we invert to bestowal. But afterwards, to increase bestowal, we once again work with our will to receive. Only to invert, to flip ourselves, meaning in sum total what we're doing, that we say we have a desire to bestow. You don't have a desire to bestow. Desire to bestow is the creator. Rather, we use our will to receive on the intention to bestow. How do you do that? By ascribing yourself to that same point that the Creator gave you in Ibur, in conception. Hence, it's such an important and difficult point that the Creator created in you, formed in you the quality of bestowal in zero and null, like in a only form, in a direction outside of yourself. And afterwards, you once again increase it in your will to receive. Please.
When a person receives the first quality of Kedusha, he receives vessels of bestowal, meaning he can aim to bestow in vessels of bestowal. This is called that the Creator forms a form, meaning the form of bestowal, which is that he gives him the power to be able to bestow within the form of his mother, who is the previous state before he came to connect with the Kedusha. The previous state is called mother, and the next state is called Ibur.
So, speak among yourselves, let's do a workshop, talk. How do we receive from above, from the Creator, the point of bestowal? And then, afterwards, we begin to work upon this point with our will to receive, to subjugate it towards this point of bestowal and such to grow.
בבקשה.
Please.
Embryo is connected to the mother, to the will to receive. So how does this embryo get the quality of bestowal out of the quality of reception?
That's called that the Creator makes a form within a form. He created the will to receive, but we also don't know what it is yet. What is the will to receive? What is will? What is desire at all? And show me, put it on the table, let me measure it somehow, something. No, we don't know. It's some form, some influence of the Creator upon us. In a certain form, it's called a will to receive. A different form of influence upon us from the Creator is called a desire to bestow. That's it. And we're in the will to receive, and only from this we live. Let's make an effort to find conditions with which the will to bestow can also be revealed in us, and speak in us, and enlarge in us. And then we, from both these forms, the will to receive and will to bestow, in ascribing them to one source, the king that enlivens and kills and brings back to life, that we shall want to, from that, understand both these forces, the will to receive and will to bestow, that we are in them. And beforehand, we won't understand anything. Is that clear?
Tel Aviv 4. Arba.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, we learn that each of us has a point in the heart, which is the will to bestow, and we have to enlarge it. So what's the difference between what you just talked about, that and the point of conception, what you just talked about?
The point of Ibur, of conception, that we're talking about it, it's the first time that upon the nullification of the will to receive, that a person receives some desire to bestow. This is actually the Ibur.
And is there a difference between the point in the heart that we receive to begin with?
The point in the heart is a desire for spirituality, for the Creator, a broken desire. It's not corrected. It's not a desire to bestow. Rather, a desire to attain the goal, the Creator, in an egoistic manner. But it is directed to the Creator. And thus, we respect this desire, because in the meantime, it gives us the direction.
Спасибо. А убар это непростой период, и если товарищ не.
The embryo is not a simple time. If a friend cannot cope with the rejection, and he gets tired, he loses strength, he wants to stop, take a break from the work.
No such thing that he takes a break, goes out to vacation or something. No such thing. The spiritual action must be truly as much as possible without stop. And the group needs to hold. Yes, Belarus.
If I may ask about the work in the tent. When a friend hears that the embryo is an active state, he doesn't hear that you're saying, scrutinize this between you. How to work with that? On the one hand, you need to be annulled. On the other hand, the friends are demanding a scrutiny.
Is that we need to be in limitation and restriction of the will to receive. It's not called that we don't act, we don't operate. We do, and very actively, that we want to nullify our will to receive. That's it. And it's not that I'm not doing anything. Even that I say that I'm expecting of the Creator, when will the desire to bestow will come? That I can't do anything, right? Whenever I'll receive it, I'll receive it. But what am I doing in order to receive this desire to bestow? I need then to work in the ten, in dissemination, in study, and everything possible, in order to prepare vessels, more, even more. If I'm not capable of doing it within myself, which is called the preparation for Ibul, conception, then at least in all sorts of other corporeal forms in the world, in the ten, in all of Bnei Baruch, I can perform that.
But with respect to the criticism, do we annul everything? We don't work with it now. Criticism on the friend and the work of the ten.
That's not so true. We need to be in criticism. But criticism that is building and building and building.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Каббалисты пишут, что ощущение Ибура это в любом случае.
Каббалисты write that the feeling of conception is a miracle.
Стремиться хотеть этого состояния.
On the other hand, we should always aspire to be in this state, to ask for it. But still, it will be revealed not as a result, but rather as a miracle. How come?
Because it's a desire to bestow, which is not in us at all. We don't even understand what is a desire to bestow. We think we have it. That maybe I can give something to someone and give something out. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's all will to receive. There is nothing of this that's called desire to bestow. Because my intention in each and every action of mine is to receive. And thus, none of us is in a desire to bestow. And we don't understand what it is. And the transition to the desire to bestow goes through the point of nullification. And in this point, we feel that we're in the point of death, that we don't care what's going to happen. We're like ready to let go of everything. Our whole life, relinquish everything. There's many such sensations that a person needs to go through in order to precisely understand what we're talking about, where he's entering. Whatever the mind doesn't do, time does.
А как понять, Раф, это чудо произойдет в течение...
How can we understand this? This miracle is about to happen in this incarnation, or it can be in the next one, or when will this happen?
We don't have time. We have to finish it today, meaning now. Finish it now. Doesn't matter what age, what state you're in. We need to complete the correction now. Because do you understand how many types of broken vessels are behind you and dependent on you? If we, in our general group, let's say the men here, if they'll make a few steps forward in this, we're going to change the world. We'll correct all of reality. We're going to bring all of corporeal reality closer to spirituality. Corporeal reality will nullify, be incorporated in spirituality, and this world entirely rises into degrees of the upper world. It all depends on us, and we have no time to wait. Look what's happening outside. You think it's going to get better? It's not going to get better, I promise you. I showed you this also a while ago, and not once. It's better that there won't be corporate reality. It's only in order to help us look up.
No. And
on the other side, when we begin to correct the spirituality in us, corporeality will be corrected without any problem. From today till tomorrow, everything will change for the good. We'll get closer to one another. Nature will be more friendly. Everything will change. But till then, we need to understand it all depends on us. Specifically on us, on all of us. If we now enter Ibur, conception, impregnation, the changes in the world will be good to the extreme. Just think about it. How much the world is dependent on us.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
We're really trying to do everything you are telling us to do. It means several times we listen your lesson, participate fully on examination. Rav, what mean, what should we do more? As you said, that we can entrance to Ibur just now, not tomorrow, but just now. What is mean? What more should we do to entrance just now?
Only prayer. Prayer. You need to request from the Creator to work on you, to make a miracle, to do you a huge favor that will connect you
to him. That's what will help. Nothing else other than the Creator and nobody. All sorts of actions, additional ones with the ten, with the teacher, with the world. That's all nice and good. But ultimately, the salvation comes only from the Creator. Don't forget that. PT 33.
What should one search for in order to envy the friends to prepare the will to bestow?
On the way to spirituality, you begin to reveal, I lack what each friend has. Each friend has qualities, unique ones, and I begin to reveal that this is exactly what I lack. How can that be? I don't know how it's possible, but this is what I reveal. And then I already have a different attitude towards them. What is it that I'll receive something from the friend? His qualities. So I become closer to him in order to somehow be impressed from him, and also from the second one, and then the third one. And then more and more in such a manner, I receive them in me, connect myself to them, and then we all become incorporated one of another, like in something of what we were in before the shattering or the breaking. Let's make an effort to do this. But the sign for progress, for Ibur, spiritual conception, is that we feel that we need to incorporate of the friends. That in each friend there is such qualities that I don't have and I absolutely need them.
Вы практически ответили на наш вопрос, это вопрос о десятке.
Ну, возможно, еще. You actually answered the question we have as a ten, but if we may ask, what are the signs of the entry into conception?
We haven't gone over that, we haven't talked about it. It's a very good question, and it's not a simple one. What does it mean that we're entering conception, entering Ibur? We're connecting to the ten and entering Ibur? Or do we enter Ibur within the ten? Do we, within the ten, reveal the Creator and through the ten enter Him? What is this called that we adhere, we stick to the wall of the womb and begin to develop? Yes? It's not so simple, all these things. All these things are full of details. Of course, most of these details pass over us without us knowing about them. Later, we'll reveal them in higher degrees. But in the time of Ibur, we're in nullification. But nonetheless, the embryo, the Ubal, in the womb of his mother, sees from the end of the world to the other end. Meaning he nullifies himself, and then thus there is everything before him. How much is everything? That we'll have to reveal. It's called, and after that, it's written, the candle is lit on his head, meaning Keter, the Creator illuminates to him through his head. Yes, on his head, it's written. And he is taught the entire Torah, because he's nullified. So over the entire course of the months pregnancy to birth, Nehi Chabad Chagat, he is taught the entire Torah.
meaning he receives vessels of the upper, and in the vessels of the upper, he receives all the fulfillment of the upper one, and in such a manner, he lives within the womb, that the womb protects him and nourishes him and does everything for him. That's the creator, the quality of Bina. When it operates on us, not the Keter, rather Bina, thus we receive nourishment and development. So, the candle lit on his head, meaning the Keter, and he's taught the entire Torah, meaning all the lights pass through him. And that's it. And later we learn how we're born. Then suddenly the host, which is the womb, begins to press on the guest, which is the embryo, and wants to chase him out. There's all sorts of pressures, contractions within the womb. And thus, slowly, gradually, the embryo begins to prepare itself in this, that it nullifies itself even more, that it then turns its head downwards. And then all the Torah, all the inner light that were in him, they goes outwards. And then he passes through this narrow place, what's called a very dangerous narrow place, that he forgets everything, all the lights depart, and is already born to the new world, the illuminated world. That all the womb and the months of pregnancy that he was in, it was just to prepare himself for birth. The secret of Ibul, conception, is birth. And then he begins to gradually understand what's happening to him. He begins to become familiar with the forces that care for him, the drawing force, the restricting force, all these forces that bring him to birth. All of them, we're going to need to reveal these forces in us. And so until we don't advance toward them, we can't learn them. It will confuse us in Ibur, and then we'll have an accident, a miscarriage. So thus I'm very much taking care here to focus on what we're learning and to realize what we're learning and not more. And in the meantime, we've finished our lesson. I hope that you will talk about this more over the course of the day and prepare yourselves for tomorrow.